Another psalm that comes to us from the early days of David's life is his Shepherd's Boy Psalm. Probably the best known of all the psalms, the 23rd Psalm. Although we recite it and say it and know it so well, it's amazing the way that it's structured as David thought about those days as a shepherd boy, as an older man looking back at the lesson he learned about God. He says in the first verse, "As I have watched this little flock of sheep, the Lord has been my shepherd. Just as I help them never starve because sheep can't find their own food, the Lord has made me to lie down. He's led me by the still waters and restored my soul." But then he changes in the fourth verse, if you notice, from what God was doing to the choices he was making. David says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." He's starting to affirm the lessons he learned about God. The 23rd Psalm is a psalm that should show us the progression in our spiritual lives.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
We know great truth about God. He's our shepherd, and all that he wants to do, provide for us, comfort us, lead us, restore us. But then we have to make choices, just like David did in the fourth verse. When I walk through the valley of death, I will fear no evil. And Lord, verse 5, you prepare a table before me. You anoint my head. David is saying, as I go through life, I'm going to allow you to shepherd me. The 23rd Psalm, a lifelong reminder from the youth of David's early years of how meditating on truth about God can shape how we look at life. I'll never forget sitting at the bedside of a dear saint that was dying of respiratory problems. And he had walked with the Lord all 80 of his years. And he said to me, he said, "As a pastor, I preached my whole life that I was going to get raptured." And he said, "I'm dying. What should I do?" And I said, "Well, the good shepherd," it says here, "comes to walk us," verse 4, "through the valley of the shadow of death." I said, "You get a personal rapture. The rest of us are going to go up with a group in the rapture of the church." But I said, death for every saint means a personal coming to our side, wherever we are. In fact, if you hear about someone you love dying, you know exactly, if they were a believer, where Jesus Christ was. He came to meet them before that moment of death, and he, verse 4, walk them through the valley of the shadow of death so they would fear no evil. That's what David learned as a shepherd boy on the hills where he faithfully watched the sheep of his father's flock and learned of his heavenly father's flock he was a part of. Let's bow and thank the Lord for being our good shepherd today. Dear Father in heaven, I thank you that you sent your son for us to know the good shepherd that would give his life for the sheep, the great shepherd whoever lives to intercede for his sheep, and the chief shepherd, who will someday come, as your word says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and receive your king. Oh, thank you for being our shepherd, and thank you for teaching us lessons through David and through this early stage of his life. In Jesus' name, amen.